Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Jump Fest weekend has finally arrived here in our area. Jump Fest takes place tonight, the Friday night lights with target jumping. There is no human dog sled race. There is no admission. Food trucks will be there. And also this Saturday and Sunday, practice jumping from 11 till 12, a lunch break at noon, and then the competition jumping begins at 1 p.m. 400 people will be allowed on site at a time. As people leave, more people will be allowed in. No alcoholic beverages. No food shack this year, but there will be food trucks. Of course, social distancing and mask rule will apply for the entire weekend. And by the way, there is no snowball, of course, on Saturday night. Now, here's the good news. If you can't get there and if you want to see the jumps, they are streaming live this year. That is right. The jumps will be streamed live Friday night and on Saturday and on Sunday. Just go to jumpfest.org and you can click on the link there. And you can also make a donation to Salisbury Winter Sports Association. They are, of course, 501c3, not for profit. The forecast for Jump Fest today, sun and clouds, mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight, down about 5. Some sun tomorrow, mid-20s. And then snow or a wintry mix will taper off, lower 30s. Monday, cloudy, and a wintry mix is possible, 30 to 35. Of course, we'll check that forecast and keep you updated on it all weekend long. As I said, Jump Fest is taking place this year amid the pandemic. Part of Route 9H in Claverick was closed this week after a one-car accident. A car veered off the road, striking a utility pole in the area of 224 Route 9H. The pole snapped in half, which brought down wires. The driver of the car told police he was not injured, according to state police. They did not immediately identify the driver. The Claverick Fire Company was sent by Columbia County Dispatch 911 to the crash site after receiving reports of that accident. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont's budget is out, and it has a lot of people talking about it. The two-year $46 billion budget does not include broad-based taxes, but it does call for fees on certain trucks. Educators feel it falls short of what's needed during the pandemic. Budgets have had a lot in them, and there are always people who are pleased and those who are not, but in this case, everybody seems to be happy. There are no major tax increases, but there are plenty of other things people are against, mainly the trucking fee. Lamont has proposed a balanced budget during challenging times. There's a lot in that budget. He doesn't support broad-based tax hikes, which progressive Democrats were seeking to reform property taxes. Distressed cities and towns with exempt properties will get an additional $100 million and no cuts in education. Lamont also wants to fix transportation, and to do that, he's proposing a mileage-based user fee on tractor trailers. Now, on Thursday in Connecticut, there were 266,499 COVID-19 cases reported since the beginning of the pandemic, which is up over 1,000 since Wednesday. But out of the 43,000 tests administered, only 1,003 came back positive. That's now a positivity rate of 2.32%. There were 28 additional coronavirus-related deaths, bringing the overall total since the pandemic began in Connecticut to 7,354. In Albany, state and federal agencies will track suspicious New Yorkers as cyber attacks and domestic terrorism remain a significant threat to national security. Officials said that during a joint legislative budget hearing this week. Multiple lawmakers, including Finance Committee Chair Senator Liz Krueger of Manhattan, asked Homeland Security and Emergency Services Commissioner Patrick Murphy about the rise of white nationalism and domestic terrorism in the middle of the all-day hearing. Security increased at the state capitol. It's 300-plus courthouses and other government buildings after thousands of supporters of President Trump attempted a violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, leaving 5 dead. Murphy declined to provide details about security measures or training efforts to identify white supremacists or evidence of terrorism within members of the state military, but assured legislators agencies regularly gather and analyze information about citizens. Amid some gains, concerns of learning losses and a skeleton crew due to COVID-19 fears, the Berkshire Hills Regional School District School Committee presented its proposed new budget on Thursday. The superintendent said the district's priority for next year is full in-person learning and that educators will have to address, quote, pandemic impacts, end quote, to students like, quote, isolation, mental health, disconnection, end quote. And he went on to say, that issues connected to learning loss, for what Dillon said, is a lean budget operating on capital expenses, only up 3.2% over last year's $24.7 million budget. Last year's increase was 4.7%. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 31,430.70, the NASDAQ at 14,025.77, and the S&P 500 at 3,916.38. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.